Okay, let's begin, guys. So we begin the sugya of Chaticha Nasas Neveila and the sugya of Efshel Sochto, which is really Sif Gimel and Sif Dalet and Sadi Beis. Friday we did Aleph and Beis. So if you didn't have time in the afternoon, please try to, you know, go to the Beis Yosef, the tour, on Orach. So I want to begin with this concept. It really has two Gemaras on Daf Kuf and Daf Kuf Ches. And the Gemara presents the case in Kuf Ches Amanav, the Amar Rav, there was a Tipus Chol, Chol and Chatichas Basar, Shenosun Tom Bechaticha, Chaticha Atzvus Nasin Neveu. Voseres, Kol HaChatichas Kulun, Mnei Shein Mina, did Marav Reb Chini Reb Yechon Amar, Efshel Sokh to Asr. And the Gemara says, Shmuel V'Rebbe Shimon Bar Rebbe Rish Lakash Amar, Efshel Sokh to Mutter. So, Lamaisa, it's pretty clear from the Gemara, 100% it seems, Beferish, the Gemara here on, basically says it Beferish, on Kuf Ches and also on Kuf Amar Aleph, Lamaisa, that, you know, if you hold Efshel Sokh to Usser, you have to hold Chanan. But Lamaisa, it is possible to say that you don't hold Chanan Bishari Surim, which we're going to get to, and it's still possible to say Efter L'Sochtos Aser. So in other words, Efter L'Sochtos Aser could stand on its own, and you might not hold of Chanan Bishari Surim. But Halach L'Maisa, if you hold of Chanan L'Maisa, then you are obviously holding Efter L'Sochtos Aser, Halach L'Maisa. If you're holding Chanan, you have to hold Efter L'Sochtos Aser. And we're going to get to exactly, perhaps, what's the difference between the two concepts. But Lamaisa, at the end of the day, the Gemara on Kuf Ches Amar Aleph presents a machlokes amoraim between Rav, Reb Chanin, Reb Yechon, and Efshel Sochtos Aser. And therefore, since you say Efshel Sochtos Aser, even if I squeeze out all the milk from the thing, the bottom line is that still it's Aser. So therefore, that allows me to say Chanan. Chaticha Nasas Neveu. Whereas Reb Shmuel, Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, Reish Lakish, old Efshel Sochtos Mutter. And therefore, that allows you to not say Chanan. Chaticha Nasas Neveu. And the truth of the matter is that the Gemara on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph presents the case where you're dealing with not Chatichas Nasas Neveu by Basar B'Cholov, which was the Gemara on Daf Kuf. The Gemara on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, Darish Rabba Barachana, Chatichas Neveu Shel Dag Tomei, Ein Asura Chetit Tamarotu V'Kipu B'Chatichas. Uki Rav Amora Aleva Dorish Kimish Nosam Tam Nachi Chaticha Nas Neveil Vosu Kol Chatichas Shivosu Tzir Neshein Mina Amar Lev Safwa By Mechdi Rav Kaman Damar Leshmeitzik Reb Yude Damar Min Mino Lo Bato Ma'irin Ki Nosam Tam Filu Kol Nosam Tam Nami Amar Lo Chames Kino Kishkar Mesilko. So Lamaisa, it's interesting from this Gemara, which presents the case about Chaticha Nas Neveil and Shari Suru, the Poshu Pshat is Lamaisa. I mean, I say it's the Poshu Pshat. We don't paskin like it. But the Ravid here on the Rama Machalas Asuris says Beferish, we don't hold to the din of Chanan at all. It's like a collector's item. We don't hold to the din of Chanan at all because the Gemara presents it all according to Reb Yehuda. And Chaticha Nas Neveu is Reb Yehuda, Min Minu Labata. We don't hold like Reb Yehuda. Rashi does. We don't paskin like Rashi. So according, start right off the bat, and the Beis Yosef says, Yei Shomrim, that the Rif says it as well. Yei Shomrim, that the Rif is of this opinion as well. Halacha L'maaseh, the Ran says in Perikol HaBasar Mem Daled, on Daf Mem Daled, Yei Shomrim Zehu Das HaRif. The Ran says that there's Yei Shomrim said it's the Rif's opinion. The Chaticha Nas Neveu is only said according to Reb Yehuda. Okay? And Lamaisa, we don't hold of the whole din, and the whole thing doesn't get off the ground. Okay? Now, the Rabban says that's hard to believe. And Kuf Chesem is the Rasko Yesh Lomar. He says, Halacha Ravachas, Chatichas Nevela, we all accept it. Voser Zafilo Dimri Chachamim. Chin Roy Lodun Lahoros. But to get right off the bat, Lamaisa, The Magen Mishnah says the same thing. We all accept Chanicha Nasalveila, but you have to know there is a Raivin. I pointed out earlier, I don't know if Yehudi got a chance or a Yoni to get a chance. The Raivin is quoted in the Tmin. The Raivin wrote a sefer called the Tmin Daim that you don't say Hanan Balach Balach. Mashmi holds of it by Lach B'Yavish. Mashmi holds of it. So isn't that a steer in the Raivin? Unless it's a different Raivin. Here we're saying the whole Raivin doesn't have the whole institution of Hanan. And then we say he doesn't say it by Lach Balach. Implies he holds of it by Lach B'Yavish. So the Chur is a steer in the Raivin, Lamais, unless it's a different Raivin. Ron Tzarek once said there are four Raivins. So I don't know if it's the same Raivin. But Lamaisa, let's get that. That's the Shita Lamaisa of the Raivin, and the Ron says Yeshomer Berith. Okay. As I said, we don't paskin it. But Lamaisa, that means the whole Sugya of Eshul Asoft does a Libid Rebuta. And Lamaisa, according to the Chum, we don't have this whole din, and the Halacha is like the Chacham. Okay. However, as I said, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rosh, Makid Mishnah, as we said, there is a din of Hanan, and when it's Efshel Sochto Esachalav, the boss is Nasa Kinevel. Okay, and this is a Gemara Alibid Kuli Alma, and we pass like Rav and Yisurim, and we pass in Efshel Sochto is going to be Asr, and Halach Lamaisa, we accept the din of Asr B'cholov, that there's a din of Chatichas Nasa Levela, and we accept the din of Efshel Sochto is definitely Asr. Now, Lamaisa, when you get to the concept of Shari Surim, that's the Sugya Lamaisa and Afkufa Manalev. And Tosis asked the Kasha. The Gemara gave an answer and said, Hachamayaskina, well, you saved it. You took it out real early, right away. And this year is only Nasan Tam and on Chaticha and Asr that Lamaisa. But you saved the day because you're a cut of the Silka. Okay. So Tosis asks Akash on that terz of Karavasulka, he says, why does Rav Lamaisa need to say the Isser is no sin tam et chaticha, and Kini Mesivika saves it, even if the Isser was no sin tam et chaticha? It should ask mitzad the din of min bimino. Rav passes like a view to min bimino, and the Meila Lamaisa, what do you have to have an asinus tam for? And the Gemara needs to stand on its head and say with Karavasulka. Just say Lamaisa, it got in there. If it got in there, min bimino's lo batal. That's the kashin. So the Rabbeinu Ephraim, and this is the Tais, I want you to know, you have to know it, Lamaisa. This is the famous Tais of Kufa Madalf, the big Tais. I don't know if you got a chance to go through it, but there really are like 6-7 rayas either way, which I'm not going to go through. But Lamaisa Kedai could spend 3-4 hours, Lamaisa, just on the Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim, quoted by the Tais there in the Kufa Madalf, says, you know what? I'll tell you the following svara. We only say Chanan b'basu v'cholof. We don't say b'shar esurim, and that's a sugi over there. We don't say b'shar esurim. We don't say b'an isur mashu. And kol's man is no nitan tam isur mamashi b'chaticha l'maisa. For example, the reshishim connected isur. You're only asking me, or you're asking only midin min bimino. That's not, that doesn't continue in isur. Only when there's an isur b'chaticha that's created through Basa B'chalov, because he created an Isser, then it can expand and ask a whole piece of meat. Allah Lamaisa. But if you're not creating anything, Lamaisa, through Basa B'chalov like you are, and if the Isser already is innately there, then forget about it. Kol's man, there's no nitan tam Isser mamashi b'chaticha. Look, and there really was no Isser mamashi b'chaticha, then it cannot what? It cannot, it's not strong enough to go weiter. Because Chaticha Nas Nevel is only coming from Basa B'chol, where you're creating something. So if I'm creating this, I can shaf on this hamburger and this chatsa. But Shari Surim, I'm not creating anything. So if Shari Surim, I'm not creating anything, if you have a Taruvah of Shishim, let it be Batal. Lamaisa. In the midst of creating something of Basa B'chol, Zot Rabbi Ephraim, you can create a shtick Isser of Chaticha Nas Nevel. Now I have to tell you, that I think it's Ksas Koshe, on the Rabbi Ephraim, shot in the Gemara, because what was the Lashon Gemara? Kevichin Nosan Tam Chaticha Chaticha Atzma Nasas Nevela. It says in the Feirish. What is Nevela? Nevela is not Pasha B'chalov. The Pasha shot in the Gemara, I think, is against Rabbi Ephraim. So, Master, there is Chanan Mishar Asurim, Pasha shot in the Gemara. Unless you say it just meant, it didn't mean Nevela Mamish. It meant the Isser is in the Chelik and Nevela that's Balua B'socha. Okay, that's what you'll have to say. But I'm just saying, Pasha shot Gemara, Poshim Shan Gamar is like who? Is like the Rabbeinu Tam, not like the Rabbeinu Ephraim. But that's Rabbeinu Ephraim's answer to that kasha. Okay, you got to know where he comes from to chadish his din. I don't want you just to know the shita. I want you to know what kashi he's trying to answer to develop the sheet. Rabbeinu Tam says, I think you're wrong. Rabbeinu Tam says, you think you're wrong. I have a different teretz to the kasha. I really hold there is chaticha nasas veil b'shari suru. But trei mashu lo amrinu. That's the way the Taz in our siman coins the phrase. Trei mashu lo amrinu means to say, as the Rabbeinu Tam Lamaisa says, Rabbeinu Tam says as follows. He says, trei mashu lo amrinu, meaning to say that Lamaisa, what you do here is granted Lamaisa. You know, why do you need chaticha nevela? Like the Taisa's cash, even it's not Nasta Tam. It's Bemina. So the Teretz Rabbeinu Tam is Nehi, it's Mitzvah Bakoshu. But we don't say chaticha Nasta Vein, Ana Koshu. And the Taz says, trei mashu lo amrinu. So even if the chaticha is also to a mashu, but Lamaisa, that's not enough to develop the whole chaticha being usher. And Rav Aharon Soloveitzer, that's how our Rebbe said the pshat is because why? There's no Tam. Chaticha nas nevela, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is miyusan on the fact of tam keikar. That's a chiddush, but that's what Rav Aharon wanted to say. And if there's no tam, it's just a bli mashu, then there's no time to develop to say what? Chaticha nas nevela. So that's how Rabbeinu Tam says this phrase, trein l'mashu lo amrinu, meaning to say that, oh, there's an isser mashu, and I'm going to ask for that mashu and develop the whole chefsa. That we don't say. That's how Rabbeinu Tam, l'maisa, answers the kasha. And the truth of the matter is that Rabbeinu Tam holds stark, l'maisa, that there is a din of chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim, and he develops his answer based on trei isser mashu lo amrinu. Okay. Now the Ramban argues, and the Ramban says there is chanan b'shari surim, and you can say trei mashu amrinu. He has no problem saying it all. When the Gemara says dosin tam, the whole thing is lav dafka. The Ramban is very stark about it, and the Ramban holds halacha l'maisa that you could say trei mashu amrinu, and l'maisa the Ramban will say there is chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim. Again, the svar of Rabbeinu Tam is, the svar of Rabbeinu Ephraim is a tafka basa b'cholov, where the shnei mini heter, and the shnei mini heter l'maisa, and when you create the two together, that's l'maisa exes hakasav, and therefore you have to mishar kenegul b'shari surim. You only have to kenegul this is shabbat. There's no development. There's nothing created new. That through the creation I can shaf a whole chefsa being asr. Yes? Okay. Now, Lamaisa, the Ran holds klor, even if you hold Kanan Bishari Surim, it's only Midrabanan. The Ran says in Dirmaska Avala, Iker, klor like that. You want to develop it in the Shari Surim, it's only Midrabanan. The Urayim says it, Urayim Hashom Simim Memchet says only Midrabanan. We pointed out, though, that Razam Nechemiah Zatzah gave three Mar Makaymis, three Makaymis that it's Shari Sum is the Araisa. So I just want to point out the following, okay? Just want to point out the following. We said it was the Marik, the Prima Gada was Medayik, he quoted the Marik in Shoresh Kufnun Aleph. Also, the Prima Gada was Medayik in the Smak and Simon Sadi Dalit, Sif Kotten, Sif Didasik Kotten Dalit, and the Knesak Daila. They all held Halach Lamaisa, but most of the Rishonim say not that way. Most of the Rishonim halach l'maisa. Most of the Rishonim hold halach l'maisa that it's only going to be midrabanan if you're going to expand it. So the Prisha here in Sadi Beis Osir Gimel says that the Makar is mina kal v'chomer. If you say it by Basa B'chol, the Shnei Mini Heter, how much more should you say it by Shari Suru? Okay, you either say it's a kal v'chomer or you say it's a binyanav l'maisa. And the Raz in the Berak Abayis Bayis Dalet Shar Aleph, where they say Beferish. And the Yeshua's Yankim says, it's totally the Machlei Zabai V'Rava. Can you, if you learn Tom Kikker from Basa B'cholov, Lamais or not? So if you can learn from Basa B'cholov, then you can expand Chanan Mishari Surim from Basa B'cholov. According to Rava, Basa B'cholov is a Chiddush and he can't. But whatever the case might be, what I want to bring out is that majority Rishonim say, even if you're Chanan Mishari Surim Yehuda, it's only Drabanon. But Lamaisa, there are shittas that say Shari Sum, it will be Minatera, and Rabbi Kivager wants to point out from our Taisus here on Daf Kuf. One of the rayas that Taisus proves from is from, if you were able to go through those, Clay Midgen. Clay Midgen, we had in the Parsha, you have a Yorah Gedola. You cannot what? You have a huge pot, you can't be magal that pot in another pot. So how's it mutter? There's never in the Mayim Shishim to Mavatal the Yisr. And therefore, you're going to say the Mayim are Rishonim, they come to Vela, go back in and Asr. So, how do you ever do Agolas Kalim? So, Mashma from that Pilpul of Tais. So, how does Lamaisa Ravina Ephraim get out of that, Lamaisa? How does Ravina Ephraim get out of that? Right, Lamaisa, this is Tosis proofs from here. Tosis proofs from Ravina Ephraim that by Shara Shurim you don't say Hanan. Tosis proofs Fakir. Tosis from Klamid you don't say Hanan Bishara Shurim because otherwise Agalos Kevin wouldn't work. So how does Tosis get out of that Lafishi Tosso? That Hanan Sharks from Shara Shurim? The Torah's talk about little Caleb. Little Caleb. Torah's talking about little Caleb. Now, isn't that talking on a level of the Uraisa? Clay Midian is a level of the Uraisa. So that's Rabbi Kivager's Raya. Rabbi Kivager and Sadi Beis on the Shach Sifkon Yud Beis, you'll look it up today. He brings a Raya from Brewer from Art Tyson, Daf Kufumanov, that Hanamishar Sum is the Uraisa from that Raya by Clay Midian. How would you get out of that Raya if you hold like the Ran Rabbi Ephraim? Again, that Taz, the Taz that you do it. They wouldn't make a Xerid Rabbanon on Hanamishar Sum in Rabbanon if it's what? If it's Beforish in the Torah, you can do what? That you can do Hagolas Kalim. That's how I think you'd get out of it. But that's Rabbi Kivega's Raya, Lamaisa. So you have the Marik, Rabbi Kivega, and there are Rishonim, as I said. The Ra'ah is in Bayez Dal Charalf that holds what? That it's an Issidi Raisa Bishari Sur. So you have this Shita very, very strong. Now, I just want to point out, we point out in the beginning, and Rabbi Tzion Abashol has like this. Again, if you hold, if you don't hold like Hanan Mishar Asurim, like the Mechaber Paschal is like Rabbeinu Ephraim. The Mechaber Paschal is like Rabbeinu Ephraim, and the Ramah Paschal is like you, Rabbeinu Tam. If you don't hold Lamaisa, Hanan Mishar Asurim, like Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Mechaber, so can you hold Efshel Asokto is Usser? Yes, you can hold Efshel Asokto also. He writes, and the Rashba really has two reasons, but one's in the Ramban and one's in the Rashba. One's a mitzias and one is a halachin, basically. Okay? One is a mitzias and one is considered to be a halachin. And Lamaisa, what this means is as follows. Okay, according to Ben Ephraim in the Rosh, the Rashba, and the Magen Mishnah, we don't say Hanan Mishar Isur. We don't say Hanan Mishar Isur. According to Ben Tam in the Ri, and the Smak, and the Gosmonos Gusiv, we say Hanan Mishar Isur. That's by Lach B'Yavish. Yavish Balach or Lach Balach? We don't say it by Yavish B'Yavish. We don't say Hanan by Yavish B'Yavish. Poshim Pshah, we don't. Right? But the Din Hanan is not said when there's an Isser Masher. That was the Sheet of Lamaisa of the Rabbeinu Tam. And the Rabban said, you stark say it. The Rabban said, you stark say it. Hanan Mishar Isurim, even the Chatik is a Surah B'Masher. Now the Beis Yosef quoted B'Shuvah's Rabban that ain't Hanan Mishar Isurim. That's a Yadua that the Chuvah's Rabban is Miuchas to the Rashba. The Ramban obviously held the Farish not that way. Oh. So, Lamaisa, there's one more sheet to Lamaisa I want you to get, and that's Lamaisa, very important, okay, that's Lamaisa I want you to get, and that's the Ravid Nor Zerun, the Mordechai, said there is Shchanan Bishar Yisurim, Davka B'Yavish, Lach, Lach B'Yavish, Lach B'Lach, as we said, or Yavish B'Yavish, you don't say it. And Lamaisa, the Ran says there is Chanan Bishar Yisurim, when this is Nivla Derech Bishul. But not when there's an error of Lach Balach, Yavish B'Yavish, and Meduma Micholmet. So these are the different sheetahs in the Rishonim. But what I want to get to now is, if you don't hold Chanan Bishar Yisurim, how can you say Efshel Asokto is Asur? So what's the pshat? So the Ramban there in Chul and Kuf Chesem Beis, and the Ran and Dapi Arif says, Af Shenitan Lischos Isur Mechaticha, He Neseres Mekzeres HaKosev. This is a din. It's a din. Efshel Asokto is a din, not a mitzias. It's a formal din. I don't care whether you can squeeze out all the milk. It still remains an Isser. It still remains an Isser. That's the Lashon. I'm going to read you the Lashon of the Ramban. Afilu Efshel Asokto V'Skito Oso Lagamri Boser Shebo Kfar Nasis Isser V'Avle Boser Oser V'Oser B'Mino B'Mashu V'Chin HaKalov V'Atam L'Zeh Kevin Sh'Anu Rov Sh'Atar Oser B'Oser B'Chovov V'Kevin Sh'Is Basu Zeh M'Zeh Nasu Shneim Isser. You can not hold Hanan and Shar Yisurim, but hold Efshel Asokto is Asur. Because once it gets in there, it's Asur. And the way the Rav formulated that, I want you to get it, the way it was Menasket is that there's only a bitul of Ashkol Sataruvis. And if there was something in this piece that I wasn't a Vatel yet, it remains halachically Asur. Ain bitul al Meschilat Sataruvis. That's where Rav Shekhar quotes in Simon Chafein Os Gimel Nik V'Atzon from the Rav. This is the Hesper. So I can hold Ein Chanan B'Shar Asurim and I can hold Efshel Asokto's Asur. Why? Because there's a formal din that in order for Bittul to work, it has to start from the beginning of the Taruvus. If it doesn't start from the beginning of the Taruvus, it will remain Usr. Ain't Bittul HaMeschinas HaTaruvus. That's the way the Rav teaching. And we're saying that's the pshat. That's what he's. That's the pshat in the Ramban. When the Ramban says Exeris HaKosev, that's what he means. He means Ain't Bittul HaMeschinas HaTaruvus. And therefore, this is considered to be what? Exeris HaKosev. That's why you could hold Efshel L'Sochto is what? That's why you could hold Efshel L'Sochto is Usr. Even if you hold, there's no Chanan B'Shar Asur. Okay? That's one Mahalach. That's the Rabban and the Ran. And the way I want you to get that, even though it's a formal din, but the Rav said as far as Ein Bittul B'Tchilas HaTaruvus. Rav Chaim has a similar lashon in Echos Machol Susur is Perek Tes Halacha Tes. Okay? According to the Pashup Shad, according to the Raivin, that Isser Basur Machol is an Isser Balua L'maisa Efshu L'Sok Asur Din B'Fnei Atzal Hol V'Kfar Nesra Shuvei Nosa Chaticha Niteres. This is what Reb Chaim means. That's a formal din. But there is a second possibility I want you to get, and that's from the Rashi in the Torah Sabayis HaKotzer. I couldn't find it. I have a Torah Sabayis HaAruch. Torah Sabayis HaKotzer, I guess, is a separate sefer. You have it? Oh, so he. So I couldn't find a quote, but I quoted to where I saw it quoted. I was looking at Torah Sabayis HaAruch. He has a second shot in Bayis Dalet Sharaf Vavav Beis. He says the following. No, he says the following lashon: Ein achaticha neser mechamachas bli ashar yisurim nasas chalach vela v'nasur ufi cheshbon isur shabal nikom kom niful l'sof akder acher shish bo shishu kino vatlo isur abaluba ein achaticha b'avatzmo chazur slatil fish isur shabal ein niful legamri mimena v'ne nichlo b'soch ahetur shibakderim. Okay, so what I want you to get from there is that b'mitzias, and that's what the Rav is saying here, b'mitzias l'maisa. You can't get it all out. So even if I don't hold Chanan Mishar Yisurim, I can hold Efshel L'Sok to Aser. Because I simply can't get it all out. So one is a formal din, and one is what? One is a din of Mitzias. And that's L'maisa, what you're going to have to say. Halach L'maisa. Now, it's interesting. He says, Dim Lo Kain, this is the Rashba Chuvus L'Ramban, Hamichas Ramban Simen Kuf Nav, which is really the Rashba. Listen to what he says. You hear that phrase, Hagala b'Ochlin? That's a very beautiful phrase. Oh, there's Hagala b'Ochlin. One food can clean out another food. We don't find that. So therefore, you can't clean it out completely. So Memela, this is the Pshat L'maisa. Two svaras were saying, even if you deny Chanam Shur Asurim, like the Mechaber Ben Ephraim, you could still say Efshel L'Sok to Aser, Bishar Asurim, either based on Exeris Kosev or based on the Metzias. Okay? Either based on Exeris Kosev or based on the Metzias. And this is the two svaras I want you to get. Now, Lamaisa, this is very much connected to a famous Tyson needed that I gave you. Right? What happens if you have a situation where you have a beged that has full of wool, and then there's a string of linen that gets mixed in. Beged shivo klaim lin krenel lovikam. Frek taisus shesiv batal barov. So taisus yeshlom lo shach bittal barov elakish isum ur behetter. Avakilaim shneim heter nesar my netaru is kachasum rubikum amuat. The only time you have bittal barov is when you have what? One, something asr, something mutter. Or something mutter, something asr. Then it's Mavatal Yisr that goes in. But both of them are Shneim Heter. The whole notion of a Kilayim is that they get mixed together. So it doesn't lend itself to Bittul. So the Rush says, oh yeah? It doesn't lend itself to Bittul. So what are you talking about Basa B'Chalav for? How can you have Bittul and Basa B'Chalav? It's a great kasha. Heter and Heter. Basa on its own mutter, Chalav on its own mutter. Zok Taisus. I'm sorry, Zok the Rush and Simon Hay. Says the Rush, you got to know this. He says, Bada being in this scene is Tom. The Basu B'Chalav, come on, B'Shar Yisrim, I've got Davi Hetta B'Hetta, Lo Shach Bittul, Kim Chayde Tu Rizisr, Shani Yasa Derech Bishul Asa Taira, Lo Mikra Basu B'Chalav, Lo Nesin Is Tam. So really you shouldn't call it Bittul by Basu B'Chalav. You should call it a lack of Nesin Is Tam. You should call it really a lack of Nesin Is Tam. So basically you call it a lack of Nesin Is Tam, it comes out, Halacha L'Maisa, you want to say L'Maisa, main that Svara, that we paskin like Rabbeinu, not we, but Rabbeinu Tam says Chanan b'Bas B'Chalav and Meshar Asum and Solon D'Rabbanan. Where did they get it from? D'Rabbanan, they kind of echoed it, or they mimicked it, that Derech Bishul Asa Taira, so it came out at D'Rabbanan level Meshar Asum. You don't have that kind of Derech Bishul by Chaylev, Derech Bishul and B'Bas B'Chalav. But like a Kendi Raisa Tikkun, they were misakin in that vein. That's how you get to the Rabbanim, Lamais. That's how you get to the Rabbanim, because it's kind of, ain't that. But I have to tell you, and I want you to get this, Rav Shechter Shlita pointed out that there is a Gemara on Kufiyut Beis and Beis. You'll look up the Gemara, I think I gave it to you. The Gemara says that you have this beiduge, this thing that you put under the meat when you're salting it, and the Gemara says you throw in two lumps of salt will cause any blood that collects in the beiduge to be drawn to the salt at the bottom of the kli, and all the fats are fine. So all the blood is drained out of the fat, and then gently pour off the fat, and the beiduge is fine, and the fat is fine. So Tosfos asks a kasha on the bottom of Kufiyut Beis Mav Trei Galal Mishkan. He says, what are you talking about? What about Efshel Softo Aser? What about Efshel Softo Aser? So he says, Lamaisa, that this is good even according to the modern Efshel Softo Aser, because you can clean it out totally. So what I want to bring out from this Gemara, Rav Shechter points out, is the following. That even if you hold, Lamaisa, that there is a concept of Hanan, Lamaisa Bishari Surim, you can hold Efshel Softo Mutter. See, what I just pointed out, I want you to get this. That even if you hold Hanan Bishari Surim, even if you don't hold Hanan Bishari Surim, like a bit of Ephraim, you could say Efshel Softo is also based on two reasons. Either a Svara or a Metzias. Now I'm saying Fakir, Poshup Shat, Lamaisa. Now I'm saying Fakir, Rav Shechter wants to point out. What I'm pointing out here is you could say, Lamaisa, by Shara Surim, Efshel Softo is Mutter, and hold what? And hold Lamaisa. You don't have to hold, you don't have to be told if I hold Efshel Softo Mutter that I don't hold Hanan Bishari Surim. No, Lamaisa, I can hold Efshel Softo Mutter. I can hold Efshel Softo is Mutter, and I can hold Hanan Bishari Surim. That's what it seems from this Gemara. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay, so I want you to get that. Even though we start off the shir by saying, Lamaisa, if you hold Hanan, you have to hold Efshel Softo Aser, Lamaisa, well, that's Lamaisa by Basu B'chalof. But by Shara Surim, you can hold Lamaisa, Efshel Softo Mutter, and hold Lamaisa, Hanan B'Shara Surim. It seems from that what? Seems from that, because there's a Rashba, Machlis Rashba, and Turek Kufav, whether you can hold Efshel Softo Aser, even if you don't hold Hanan B'Shara Surim. Is it possible to say? So the Gaon there in Kufav Sivkot and Gimel Daled says the Machlokes Rashi and the Ran, whether Hanan Efshel Softo are two different things or the same thing. Halacha Lamaisa. So according to the Rashba Lamaisa, we wanted to say you can hold, you don't hold Hanan Bishar Sur, but Efshel Softo is Asur. Well, maybe here there's no makom to be toilet taisis to tlias the taisis. If I hold Efshel Softo Mutter, I have to hold Hanan. I cannot hold Hanan Bishar Sur. Why is that, Lamaisa? Why is that halacha lamaisa? Perhaps from that haba atalia, I can hold lamaisa, I can hold maybe, you know, efshel softo's mutter, and I deny what, and I hold kanan b'shar surim. It seems that way. That comes out from this gemara on kuf yibayz and alf. Even though the gemara on kuf said that if you hold what kanan, you obviously hold efshel softo's mutter. Maybe that's only by basa b'chalof. Okay, so lamaisa comes out. That we have this what? We have this machlaikis in the Rishonim, and machlaikis mechaber Ramah, how to paskin halacha lamaisa. What's the machlaikis? The mechaber holds a rabbi Ephraim here in Sadi Beis, in Siv Dalet. He says, lo'omer chatik nasalei l'basu b'chalof, lo'o b'shari sur. He says, b'feresh, we don't say it lamaisa by shari sur. We don't say it b'feresh by shari sur. Okay. Now, lamaisa, want to just point out, lamaisa, that the Shulchan Aruch continues and he says, "Kegon zayis chelus shenivlu bechatik ein bashishu levatlo nesro v'akach bishli macheres ein tzarach el hashishu kedei zayis chelus v'azafilu bechatik atzah choseres lios muteres." So it's clear that he holds what, that Hanan's only was called not by shari surim. Problem is the mechaber kuf vav sifal paskins the chatikas asura. Here he says the chatikas muteres, meaning you don't say Hanan by shari surim, and there he says chatik asura. So the three terutzim, the Tazer and Sifkot and Yud, says later on, Kufav, Sifalav, Kosov, Lehefech, Mizev, Hua, Emes. And the Ramah writes like that as well, Lomash, Kosov, Leal, Basimin, Samani, Beis. So the Taz says, the steer of the Iker is later on. Chaber really sides, not with Rabbeinu Ephraim, he sides with the Rabbeinu Tam. And the Gon, in Kufav, Sifkot, and Dalet says, here the Shulchan Aruch, Nigra, Achal, Lashon, Atur. He doesn't really mean it. In Kufav, he just followed the tour, but he means what he said in Sadi Beis. And then the Shach, Lamaisun, the Shach gives an answer to Gan Yiraf that the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Sadi Beis is talking where you're not Makir. So it's not Osir is Kulam Idin, Chaticha Nasat Avela. You don't recognize it. Where you recognize it, Taka, it would be a problem. And the Viragoyla Lamaisa says in Sadi Beis is talking on a level the Yeraisa, the Chatichas Muteris. In Kufav, he's talking mid Rabbana, and that's why it's Osir. So you have four different answers, Lamaisa. Four different answers to answer this problem, Lamaisa. Four different answers, Lamaisa, to answer what the Machaber Soser himself, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay. But nonetheless, we have this Machlaikis Lamaisa, and we should point out that the Machaber says the following, in Siv Gimel, he says, Kashir chatiches basar, taruvis betavshim chatiches acheres yeshishu kenegda, imakira, if you recognize the chaticha, mashlicha, throw out the chatiches iser, vacheres mutaros, v'inein makira, harotiv mutar. That's only if you have shishim, kenegda the chaticha, v'chol atachiches asuris. You don't know which chaticha, bless you, Zasser, imachaticha iser ruili ischabeg. If all the chatichas are also, if the chaticha is iser, is ruli l'ischabi. The Shach says, if it's not ruli l'ischabi, the whole thing is mutter. Because you have shishim, keneged what? You have shishim, keneged the chaticha, l'maisa. And if you have shishim, keneged the chaticha, the body ashoch is vasma, it's going to be mutter. So even though I'm saying kanan there in that case, but I have shishim, keneged the chaticha. If you know where the thing is, throw it out. And the rest of it's mutter. If you don't know where it is, then all the chatichas will be asuris, because one of them is asur and one of them is really skabe. If you don't know which one it is, everything's mutter, as long as you have shishu keneged what? Keneged that chaticha. Fine. Now, lamaisa, so it comes out that Alibi the Rabbeinu Tam, that we said, you don't say trei mashu lo amrinin. What is the din of the tafshul? What is the din of the tafshul that's nafal asocha chaticha shenesu miisra mashu? Let's say you have something that's over a davar shishlo matiri. You had something that became also a davar shishlo matiri, it has no tam isser, and you recognize the chaticha and you removed it. What is the din of the tafshul? You had some tevel fall in there, which is also based on davar shishlo matiri, and you recognize the chaticha, you took it out, does the rest of the tafshul become mutter or not? So the taz in Sivkot and Ted Zion says you have tafshul, if you have 60 in the tafshul, keneged hachaticha, the tafshul's mutter. If you don't have tafshul shishim, then the tafshul's aser. And the Shach and the Nekudas HaKesef argues, and he says the tafshul is absolutely mutter, since it was only a chatich, was Nesr b'mashu, there was no real blia, there was no nesinus tam, it doesn't aser, because we don't say chanan, what was aser b'mashu. So that's an important machlokes taz, and Marshal, Halacha Lamaisa. Very important, Machlokes Taz Marshal. Lamaisa, what's the din? Lamaisa, in this case, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay, now, what are the svaras why, there's a din, Nasis, Chaticha Nasis Levela by Lach B'Yavish, and Lach B'Lach Not. So the Mordechai writes, because B'Lach B'Yavish, the Chaticha is Nikeris B'Fnei Atzma. And the Yisr is not Batul. Even if it gets mixed on with other chatichas. Masheke lach palach, it never is nikar. The whole thing is in Sar of Yachad. There's no chashivish atzma to the chaticha. And that's why there is no concept of chanan, palach palach. The Ravid says a little differently. The Ravid says lach biyovesh, the issus not yotze legamri from the chaticha, and it's misar v'shove beheter. And therefore, it's not totally but. Whereas by lach palach, this is me'uru v'shove, b'shara tarubis. It doesn't congregate in one place, and therefore, Lamaisa, it's going to be totally batal. So those are two svaras, Lamaisa, why you're not going to say it by lach balach, halacha Lamaisa. Okay. The Ran that we said, that you say, Bishar Yisrum Derabanan, says, it was Xerah Derabanan, do me the Basu Bechalov. Basu Bechalov is Nesav Derech Bishul, so we said the svar, the Lamdus, Ap Bishar Yisrum, they said it, with Shaykh what? You know, on a level with the Rabbanan, Derech Bishul, based on that svar we had from the Rosh, Lamaisa, even though the Shaar Yisrum is not Derech Bishul, but at least with the Rabbanan. Okay, so it comes out, Lamaisa, comes out that we have this din, Halacha Lamaisa, Trey Mashu, this Machleis Taz, Shach Lamaisa, what do you say in such a case? So again, you know, is the whole Tafshul going to be Usher? That's what the Taz says, if you don't have Shishim, and according to the Kuris Kass, no, Trey Mashu Lo Amrinin, we don't say Chanan on that, and the whole Tafshul is going to be Mutter, Halacha Lamaisa. So, and the svara lemaisa of the taz poshim shadis, since the kufa isra is not here, it's only a mashu. It's bottle of shishim, trey mashu lomina. But if you don't have shishim, it's not bottle, and therefore it's not bottle lemaisa. The tol tafsha should be usher. And lemaisa, the shach argues on this and says not that way. You say trey mashu lomina, and that's it. And even in the case where lemaisa, the tafsha was not shishim, you cannot say what. You cannot say trey mashu amrinin. We say trey mashu law amrinin, and therefore halacha lamaisa, the whole tafshul will be mutter halacha lamaisa. Okay, now what happens in the following situation? That was a situation where where you recognized it and you threw it out. What happens if you don't recognize it? The tafshul, there's a chetichas issa that falls in mashu. You don't recognize the chetichah, and it's nishu b'tafshul. What do you say about that case? So here the Taz says, if you don't recognize it, the Tafshul is going to be usher. And the Shach in the Nekudas Kesef says, no, the Tafshul's mutter, because the Tam Issa is already bottle. The Tam Issa is already bottle. I'm not talking about Lach Balach. Lach Balach, then Lamaisa, the Taruvus is usher. Halach Lamaisa. Because what the Issa is, Mina Shal Taruvus Eshniya, the whole thing became usher. Right? Because that Mashu was Muruv Balach HaRishon, is Muruv in the same Midah in the second one. But if it's lach b'yavish, the Nekudas Akev says it will be mutter, halacha lamaisa. Tafshul will be mutter. So those are the two, machlekes taz, shach taz, taz Nekudas Akev says, within that din of trei mashu l'amrinin, what will you say, legabe what? What will you say in a situation where there's no shishim in the tafshul? Will it be mutter, will it not be, will it be mutter or aser? Taz says it's aser, the Nekudas Akev says it's mutter, and the same machlekes will be in a case where you're not makir, and if Nishir is b'tafshul, the Taz will say it's usher, and the Nekudas HaKesef will say what? The Tafshul will be mutter, because why? It's considered to be what? It's considered to be batal, halacha lamaisa. Okay. Now, let's take this a step further, lamaisa. Let's take this a step further. What do we say in the following situation when you talk about Chametz on Pesach? Chametz on Pesach, Gemara says, Ipsocham and Daflamet is an Isser Mashu. Why is there an Isser Mashu by Chametz on Pesach? So the Rambam says that the Isser of Chametz is a Dovash Ishtu Matiri. It's going to be Mutter after Pesach, feel bell, flow bottle. Okay? The Mordechai says it cannot be, because that Isser recycles itself next year. Dovash Ishtu Matiri means it's Mutter forever. After Shabbos, this Dover Muksa is Mutter forever. It's never Muksa ever again. Chametz will be Usser next Pesach. Any Isser that recycles itself cannot be what? Cannot be called a Dovash Ishtu Matiri. So the Mordechai says, your Rambam, you're wrong. Why is an Isser Mashu? The Mordechai says because of Chumr Dekaris. Chametz is such a serious thing, the Rabbanan tagged out and Isser Mashu is no dibitl. It's a very important Machlis Rambam Mordechai. Usually we know this Machlis Rishon and Machabru holds like who? The Rambam. Here he doesn't. On Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, if my wife bakes cookies on a Chametz Dika tray, meaning there's some residue of Chametz, most of it is not Chametz, the Machabru says you can eat it. It's bottled with Shishim. Why? According to the Rambam, Dovash Yishmon, Tefillah, Belfalo, Botel. It's after Zman Isser, it's Chatzol, throw it out. No, because there's no Isser Karetz, no Pesach proper. Erev Pesach is alive, there's no Karetz, so it's Botel B'Shishim. So you see the Mechaber held like who? The Mechaber held like the Rambam, like the Mordechai against the Rambam. So what happens in the following situation? What happens in the following situation? You have Chametz Mashu B'Pesach that fell Taruvus in an Aser, and a chaticha from that taruvus fell to another taruvus. Does that chaticha asher the whole second taruvus b'mashu or not? What's the din? What's the din halacha l'maaseh? And you threw out the chaticha. We're talking about a case you took it out, right? Because it's in there, there's nothing to talk about. It's going to be asher. You took it out, the chaticha that fell in, but we're afraid maybe there's some pliya. Is it going to be asher or not? So the Taz, and you go through this Taz in the Kudas HaKesef, the Taz says, it's usher only if there's no shishim in the second taruvus. Okay? Unless it's lach balach, the whole thing's going to be usher. But he says, lemaisa, if it's lach b'yavesh, he says it's only going to be usher if there's no shishim. And the Nekudas HaKesef says, no, chametz is usher b'mashu, even b'taruvus shniya, halacha lemaisa. And the svar in the Mukhi Yosef, the svar of the Nekudas HaKesef is that something that's usher b'min b'mashu, like a davar shishlo matirin, they are mattered it when the chaticha, it's chaticha menu lo tasser halav b'mashu. That's only, they only mattered the lemaisa in a situation right? The svar of the mukiyos is dover that's only aser b'minu b'mashu. They only matter a chaticha mimenu would not aser viter. But chametz b'pesach is aser b'mashu. Bein b'minu bein b'sheinu mino. So even a chaticha that's aser from it would aser viter b'mashu. And that's the svar of the when she trained l'mashu lo amrinu, that's when it wasn't built on an isher mashu. But if it's an isher mashu itself, then l'maisa, you're not going to say trey mashu lo amrinu. You're going to say no. Until infinity, it'll be an isher mashu. And that's what the svar of the nekudas hakesef is. And again, l'maisa, he's going to be machmer. Only by taru is yavish balach. If it's what? If it's yavish b'yavish, we said already it's balta roh. We don't say chanan anyway. By yavish b'yavish, the prima gadim says. There are some Rishonim that l'maisa seem to say it. There are some Rishonim that seem to say halacha l'maisa, that you say it even by yavish b'yavish. But the pashup shot is that we don't say it. The Ramban seems to say. The Ramban seems to say you say it by yavish b'yavish. The Ramban seems to say you say it by yavish b'yavish. But l'maisa, pashup shot, we're not going to say it by yavish b'yavish. The din of what? Chaticha nasis nevel. Okay? That's the pashup shot. But l'maisa, again, is a very, very important machlokes. It's like a three-pronged machlokes in this Taz Nekudas HaKesef, when you say Trey Mashu Lo Amrinin, and the Shach saying, if the Isser is coming from an Isser Mashu, then you have to be what? You have to be Makras. How are we Makri on this? So the Sharatzin in Hilchos Pesach, Mishnah Brura, Simen Tov Samach Zayin, Sifkot Samach Zayin, says you can be Mekal like the Taz Behefsim Meruba. He says, the Shar is Mutam Okahesim Meruba, Meni Simchus Yontav, Yesh La'at Afilu Ba'achilu. And there are Chashuchin and Sifkot and Lamed Aleph, Paskas Lakula like the Taz, Mekar Adin, but he says the Minig is to be Makra. The minig is to be machmer. Okay? The minig is to be machmer on this din. Halacha l'maisa. All right. Points out, the Bari Ashukhan points out this sheet to l'maisa. We don't say, but yavish b'yavish l'ach b'lach. In the beginning there, yavish b'yavish l'or minin, in the tziyunin, os paid out, yavish b'yavish l'or minin, chatichin asas nevelin. That's how he's masmer that din. We said that if you have 60 connected to chatichin, it's fine. If you have 60 connected to chatichin, it's totally fine. That's how the relative is considered to be good. Halacha l'maisa. That's what he points out here. L'maisa. He says even if the rotav doesn't have shishu, you can count the other chatichas. You count the other chatichas to matter. Halacha l'maisa. Because you don't say yavish b'yavish anyway. Chatichin nasavim. It's not going to affect it anyway. Okay. So whichever burger that is, it's not going to affect the other burger. Okay. Fine. Let's take this a step further now. What happens if the taruv is also mashu? It's lach balach. What do you say about that? Because we said many Rishonim said lach balach, you're not going to say anyway chaticha nasas tavela, right? But what happens if the taruv is neser b'mashu lach balach? Oh, so the Prima Godin in Sifkon Tetzayin Damascus Amna Mashach and Eliyahu Rabba is quoted by the Shartzion in Tov Samach Zayin Sifkon Samach Zayin there in the Shartzion, in that same Shartzion. Taruv is lach balach, that's asur b'mashu. What would be an example of that? Yayin Nesach. Yayin Nesach in regular Yayin Kosher is asur b'mashu. So let's say that falls into what? Another taruvus. It's lach balach. Another liquid taruvus. Ain't a betel liolam. Aye, but I thought we don't say yavish. I thought we don't say lach balach. Oh, Chanan. Yes, but that's if we're not talking about isur mashu. This is an isur mashu. So if it's an Isher Mashu, on that you can say, if there's an Isher Mashu, on that you can say, it's going to be Usher, it's going to be Usher forever. Halacha l'maisa. That's echoing the Shach Shita here by what he said by Pesach, what he said by Chometz. Okay. Now, just to get it completely, the scope of everything, just to mention it again, Halacha l'maisa, what do we say about Bittul B'Issud Rabbanan? Tipus Cholov, that falls on a Chayav Oaf. We didn't mention that yet. That was in Sadi Ches Sif Ches, in the beginning of Taruvus. So the Bahag, the Rezeru, the Gosh Ashri, say it's Batal Barov, since it's only Nisid Rabbanon. And the Rambam holds that it's Batal in 59, like by Chal. And Nisid Rabbanon is Batal in 59. And Tais, the Rashi Matur, say it's Batal Meshishim, like other Yisurim, Mimishen, Omino, that are Batal Meshishim. And the Ramah Paschas, like Taisus, that all Yisurim Bizman Hazeh are Balta B'Shishim, Halacha L'maisa, except for what? Except for Chametz B'Pesach Yayin Nesach, which we know the halachas there that are in Isur Mashu. Okay, and then what about Chanan by Yisur D'Rabbanan? So we learned that in Simin Sadi. The Rambam says you don't say Chanan by Yisur D'Rabbanan. The Rashman and Sretta said you do. And the Taz says the Mechaber's mashma like the Rambam, that we don't say Chanan by Surah de Rabbanon, and the Rama was machri like the Rashba, that we do say Chanan and Surah de Rabbanon, even Bishar Isurim. Even Bishar Isurim, we say it, Halach Lamaisa. And that gets to the psak of the Rama. The Rama says we say Chanan Bishar Isurim. Poshab Shat, that's Bitam Vadai. Is there a possibility that it's Bitam Sofek? Is it a possibility to say that it's Bitam Sofek? Poshab Shat, not Lamaisa. Poshab Shat, the Rama held like the Minatam. And you say Chanam Ishar Isurim, Poshvat, I grant you the Rabbanon, but Lamaisa, don't confuse Chanan and Isurim the Rabbanon as opposed to Chanan Bishar Isurim, that is Asur mid the Rabbanon. They're two different things. Don't confuse the two. But Lamaisa, it seems to be Lamaisa Machlaik is there. The Ramah Poshvat is holding the Vados, that's what he held out Pete did. Okay. Now this brings us to the following. There is a concept. The Rav Zatzal points this out. And that's why I was saying I didn't refer to Rebbe Tzion Avishol that Efshel Sotli held was a Metzias. That's what is different. Chanan. Chanan's a formal din. He held as a Metzias. Well, that's not so poshut. We said it's depending on these two reasons. The Ramban, Rashba, is it Metzias or is it based on a formal din? Formal din, Xeris HaKosov. But what this leads us to is the din called Din Dovuk. There's a Din Dovuk. Dovuk means clinging. It's clinging. So, this has to do with the case of a heart. There is a din, and a lave that gets cooked in a kedera, and there's shishim keneged the lave, and there's a chaticha that is clung to the heart. Do we view the heart and that chaticha as all one chaticha, and therefore you'll say chanan, and therefore you need shishim keneged the heart and that piece? Or do you say no? There's no mashmaus at all. There's no mashmaut at all to the fact that there's a chaticha clinging to the heart. The lave, it's what's usher, and the chaticha with you is the shar tafshel. And you only need 60 keneged at the heart. So, what is this din? So, I want you to get this. There are three places in the Mechaber Amo where they argue about the Isser Dovuk. There are three different places. In Simenai and Beis, in our Simen Sadi Beis Siv Dalid, and Simen Kufav Siv Beis. So running Machleks Mechaber Amal about the Isser Dovik. So how does it manifest itself? So let's go like this. By Shari Surin, not Pasa Mechalov, there's a Din Dovik. All the Chaticha clearings to the Isser is considered to be an Isser. Says the Rashba, there is no such Din of Dovik, and the Isser is Batal, like I mean, the whole Tafshul, and the thing that's clinging to the heart is like the rest of the tafshul, and the heart will be bottled with shishu if you have the rest of the tafshul connected to the heart. And the smag and the smack, and the Rashba says, this is Rashi Shita too, that there is a din dovuk. And the chaticha with the heart come together, they become one isra, and shishu connected that whole chefsa. So how do we paskin? So the Mechaber here says, Beferish, and the Tur Lamais holds, there's no din dovuk, and therefore he doesn't write it. L'shitasam, there's no chanan b'shar surim. This is a lave lamaisa, it's not a problem. Halacha lamaisa, the lave is also because of the heart, the blood, and therefore lamaisa shar surim, no problem. And the Ramah in these three places says there's a din dovuk. V'davki ima iser dovuk b'chatichas heter, o shechaticha kula chutz l'rotev, which is what we learned on Friday, v'nafal le'iser. The only time Lamaisa it's Asr is when the Isr is Dovuk, Bechaticha Seter, Osha Chaticha Kula Chutz Rodev, Nafal of Isr. And the Shachata says, this is the Din Dovuk, Halach Lamaisa. This is the Din Dovuk. So you need Shishim, Keneged that full Chaticha, not just the heart, but also the thing that clings to it, Halach Lamaisa. So what is the Svara Lamaisa? What is the Svara that we would say the Din of Dovuk? So there are the Isvehetr says, B'shem the Smak, Rechoshish, maybe, the chaticha shemetishar hachaticha devuka levada. We're cautious that maybe the chaticha that is stuck together will not mingle with the rest of the taruvis, and therefore it should be separated and let it go with the lave, and it's one chefsa. That's one svara. O shema yotziua me'asir, or maybe lamaisa, it was removed from the tzir, and since there's not shishim keneged the iser, the chaticha, the vuka is tesser, and it becomes a nevela. So those are the two svaras as to why we would say adin davuk. Okay, one possibility is shemet yeshara chaticha dvuka levada, or maybe you took it out from the seer and it cannot mingle with the rest of the tafshul. Now the shach says chaticha dvuka, the shach here lemaisa, in Siman Ayin Beis Sifkot Yud Ches, and the Taz quotes, it has a similar svar in Sifkot Yud Beis here, and the Mishmas Zav Sifkot Yud Beis, the Shach says that the Chatichas, the Vukal Isser, Bolas Yosir Maher Esa Isser, Mishar Tafshul. It's clung together. So if it's clung together, there's good reason to say that Davuk, Lomais, is a Din Chanan on the Davuk, because it's Bolea much more, and that's what the Shach says in Siman Ayin Beis Sifkot Yud Ches. So what's the Rahachra? What would be the achrol lemais on this? And there's big nafkaminas on this. Two good nafkaminas we could say. When the isser is not davuk mamish, it's just in the chatiche. It's resting inside the chatiche. According to the first reasoning, they were afraid it's going to be alone, or maybe you took it out. Lemais, it's going to be asr. According to the second reason, it's bolei yosir maher, it's not davuk mamish. So I would say it's mutter. And the second nafkamini would be what? If it's not davuk mitchilo, it only became davuk toch kirei bishol, in the process of bishol. According to the first svara, lemaisa, it should be usher. Because maybe it'll remain alone, or maybe be taken out. According to the second svara, it'll be mutter, lemaisa. Because in the haskola sataruvis, it wasn't bole any yosher maher, so it all should mingle together. So how are we machri on these nafkaminis? So the way we're machri on these nafkemin is that the Taz writes when the isser is munich bechaticha by isurid yeraisa, like chanan bebasa b'cholov, you should aser. By isurid rabbanan, like chanan b'shar isurim, which we assume is rabbanan, you can be meikol. That's what the Chachmas Adam says at Klal Mem Dal Sif Tedvav. So lemais and dovuk, it depends whether it's yeraisa, you'll be machri, and the rabbanan, you'll be meikol. Both the nafkaminis, I'm sorry, I forgot to turn it off. And both the nafkaminis, lemais, you will depend. If it's the raisa, it'll be makra. If the rabbani, it'll be meko. Now the Chachmas Adam says in Klal Mem Dal Tziv Tevot, legabi the din davuk v'nira li, dim yesh sofik, im yesh kan shishim, kigon she nishpach, u kiyotzmo, yesh lismoch lahater. After kamelan davuk, yesh on davke bevadai yisr, v'lo besofik. We only say it on a vadai, we don't say it on a sofik. So the only time that we pask in Dovuk is when it's Bevadai. But if you're not sure, Lamaisa, you're not going to invoke the Din Dovuk, so therefore you can be Mekel. Okay. Now, let's continue to get the whole scope of the Din Hanan and Psak. The Ramah says here in Siv Dalid, Avay Miksasa Chaticha Tocha Rotev, like we learned on Friday, V'nafel Mat Iser, Ben Iser Dovuk Bo, Lo Amrini Chaticha Nasas Tevela, U'mitzarev Kolak Adera Levatel Iser. We don't say chaticha nas nevela, it would starve the whole kedera in the mavatel iser. Mikomokom yesh lahakmer lasser also chaticha, the kolze b'shari surin. Avav b'posu b'chov, avav b'shin iser davak, who mixes chaticha tocharotev, amrine chaticha nas nevela. So he says, we don't say chaticha nas nevela, it would starve kol in the mavatel iser, but he says you should ask for that chaticha, but that's why shari surin b'posu b'chov, even though this is not davak, l'mayt, so we're going to say chaticha nas nevela. And the shach says, what's the svara here of the Ramah? The Shach here in Sifkot Yud Gimel says like this. The Ramah's mistapeg is the halacha like Rashi or like the Ri in Sif Beis. Yes? We learned that on Friday. So therefore, Bashari Surim, which Chanan's the Rabbanon, we don't pass on those shittas that held us the Araisa. Bashari Surim, we pass on Chanan's the Rabbanon, we rely on the Ri, that this is Ishpasha, Bechol HaKadir B'Shaveh, gets intermingled in the Shishim. Kenegar isu lo kenegar achaticha. Mikomakom the chaticha is also itself because it's chosh for Rashi. Okay? But by Basu B'cholov, where the din chaticha nasas diraisa, we're chosh for Rashi. That this is not nispasha b'chol akadira, because some of the piece is protruding. And the chaticha nasas diraisa nishisha kenegda. So that's how the shach is mazer with this Ramah. Please get it. The Ramah was been stopping in Sif Beis how to go, like Rashi and Ri. So plug it in. By the Rabbanon, we'll go like who? Chanan Shari Suma is the Rabbanon, go like the Ri. Basel Chover, Chanan the Raisa, will be Machmer for Rashi. Now the Taz says that he saucer himself. The Taz is if not, says the steer in the Ramah. in Lamaisa. Siv Beis, Lamaisa is Mistapik, right? Right? In Siv Beis, what did the Ramah say? I'm sorry, in Siv Beis, the Taz was Masbir, that the Ramah Paschas like who? Like Rashi, and here he's holding like the Reed, Stachastir. Right? He says you should be all kosher to the Ramah Khan. He says you should be kosher to the Ramah Khan. Okay? He says, Makom Yesh Lachos Ladivri are Ramah Khan. So Lamaisa, the Taz says it's Tira, but he says, Makom Yesh Lachos Ladivri are Ramah Khan. Fine? Okay. Now, let's take this even a step further. Let's say Hanan Bishari Surim, when there's a Suffolk where they have Shishim in the Chatichi. Keneged the Chatichi. So the Chachmas Avdim says in Klamem Dalet Sif Tedvav, same Psak. I'll pin the Chumas Adashin. Chem Lini Chatichi Nasta Vela Nishpach. Yesh Lahatar Bishari Surim, because it's only the Rabbanan, guys. If it's a Suffolk, whether it's whether you have Shishim or not, we're dealing Hanan Bishari Surim is only the Rabbanan. We deny those Shitas that holds the Raisa. Halach l'maisa, and therefore we're going to be makel halach l'maisa. Okay, what about chaticha nasis tevela bekelim? What do you say about bekelim? So that l'maisa we learned last summer in Siman Sadiches Sifhei, the Rama writes kli anesim and blias iser. If you have a kli that's asim and blias, lo amrin be chaticha nasis tevela, lo bin in shishim rak negate iser shabal. You don't need to connect the whole surface of the kli. You only need what the blia was. So you don't say Hanan b'kelim. You don't say b'shar shum. You don't say it by kelim. Okay. Now what about by b'malichim? Chaticha nasa b'malichim b'shar shum. Okay. Let's say chaylev get at nimlach with other chatichas through salting. What do we say about that? Do we say midin malich kerotech Hanan b'shar shum? So the shachar and sifkontet zayin and the siftidas sifkontet zayin on that shachar and the chayodim. Points out a machlekes in the Rishonim, Lamais, which we learned. The Rashbam and or Zarua, the Rush quoted this in Pirkes, say we Chanan b'malichin, even b'shar isur. We didn't learn this yet. I'm sorry. We were talking about whether you say b'chatata gover. We didn't learn this yet. Do you say Chanan b'malichin? So the Rashbam and or Zarua say you do even b'shar isur, and the Toras Chatas says you also do even Mishar Asur, but Hefsim Ruby can be makel not to say it. Hefsim Ruby can be makel not to say it. The Prima Gadim says, as far as by Basa B'chalov, I can understand saying Chanan B'malich, even Hefsim Ruby. Mishar Asur, you should be makel, because again, it's all coming fact that it's the Rabbanon, but the Chachos Wadim is not Machalik. He equates Chanan B'malich by Basa B'chalov, Mishar Asur, because the whole thing's the Rabbanon anyway, it's B'malich. So what should make a difference? So therefore, he says you should be mekel halach l'maisa. The chayadim never what? Chayadim is equates the two halach l'maisa. So the prichadish on that ran says we don't say chanan b'malicha because the din chanan is derech bishul. Come on, bishul b'chol b'diraisa. Oh, there it is. Halach l'maisa. And the prichadish says even the gabi malich bas b'chol you don't say chanan. So since this malich bas b'chol is all the rabbanu, you don't say chanan b'sud rabbanu the whole din. Like a halacha l'maisa, we don't say chanan b'isurid rabbanan. It's kind of like the psak l'maisa, the mechaber shulchan aruch. It's chanan b'isurid rabbanan, and that's l'maisa, the shach in sifkot and tedzayin, the chachmas adam that conclude, like the teres chatas that mikra. Then you should say chanan, but have some ruby can be mekel. Even by a davar shomeh, you could be mekel. Even by a davar shomeh, Rabbi Kivega says after you do malich and you cook it, then that's an isur balua becomes nasas avel. Because the malicha, well, you know, it doesn't shafa on the rights of love. But the bottom line is that what? The shach says you should be machmer, if you can, l'chachila. Have some ruby, you can be mekel. That l'maisa, we don't say chanan b'malicha. But the poshim shah is the psak of the chatoris chata, so you say chanan b'malicha, even mishar isurim. Even mishar isurim. And it seems like that within the toras chata, it's not machalik between shar isurim and basmachov, and chanan, and through malicha. So therefore, ideally, you should be machmer halacha l'maisa. Okay. Now this brings us to the following. Now, if you assume, like we've been saying, you don't say chanan mishar asur according to the Mechaber and the Rambam, Rabbeinu Ephraim, when does basa b'chol become like shar asur? I had a shtick issue. Basa, that drop of milk went in. So what do you say in that case? The chaticha of Isser Basa B'chalov that got cooked now. I take that piece and I cook it with what? Imachaticha cheres lemaisa. Do I say chanan on that? Do I say chanan on that? What do you mean? Isn't that basa b'chol? No, it's not. Because the chefs of Isser now already. It's basa b'chol. We talk about chanan the whole time in shir about basa b'chol is when you're creating it. When you're creating it. Now I already have created it, lemaisa, and it falls in. What do I say? So the Beis Yosef and the Prichadish say, Yesh lahachmir. Yesh lahachmir. The chatich of Isser basa b'chol is ma'avira halas the din chanan. It can transfer it viter and imbue upon it a din of chanan, halacha lemaisa. You have a chefs of Isser basa b'chalov, and it gets cooked with another chatiche. Two hamburgers. That hamburger now becomes what? Chanan. Why? If there wasn't shishim keneged the whole first hamburger, but if I don't say chanan mishar surim, this is viewed as what? Halacha lemaisa. He says, you say it. Halacha lemaisa, you say it. The chatiche basa b'chalov is ma'avira halas a din chanan. And we even though you don't say chanan, there's no din chanan mishar esurim, it still keeps its identity, and therefore it's going to what? It's going to be usur. I don't told chanan mishar esurim. I don't care. It's like I'm doubling it. I'm doubling this chefs of basa b'chalov, and the Beis Yosef Michadosh says you will be machmer. You can ma'avir the din chanan, viter and viter. I but I don't hold chanan mishar esurim. I don't hold chanan mishar esurim. It doesn't make a difference. You're echoing in the shach in the Rosh Hashulchan, the shach lemaisin in Simon Sadi Dautzif Kon Dalid says no. The chatich of Isser Bas Mechalov cannot be ma'avir viter a din of chanan. It asers like other esurim would aser. It asers like other esurim. And therefore, lemaisa, it asks like other isurim, and therefore, it depends if you have shishim, you have shishim. And you don't need shishim, you need shishim connected to the bliya, not against the whole chefsa. I don't hold kanam mishar isurim if you hold like that. So that's the shach within what? That's the shach within that psak. Again, they hold not that way. They hold alach lemaisa. They hold them a posh of shav like the Ramah, that we say chanan what? Chanam mishar isurim. But within that psak, alach lemaisa, That's what they're assuming. And the Kafachayim Paskins, Behefsim Ruber of Shabbos, you could be Mekel and assume it's like other Isurim, and I don't say Chanan, and I don't need a bigger Shishim. Smaller Shishim would be good. But Mestoma, he says, Yesh Lahachmer. If you're in a dire straits, you could be Mekel. But that's a fascinating one, fascinating situation. There's a Chaticha Basim Cholov, Maver Hala, the din of what? The din of Chanan. Because I created it. I have a Chefsa of Basim Cholov. Lomaisa, but now it gets cooked with another chaticha that's bigger, but it didn't have enough to battle. Do I shaf on it, Lomaisa? That din of chefsa bas b'chalav, or do I say the what? Or do I say it's just not enough? I don't have enough, you know, bittel there, so it'll become asr, I can't eat it. Nafkamin will be if it goes on the third one, Lomaisa. So that's a fascinating din, halacha Lomaisa. I think it works very well with what we said earlier, that the svarver bit of rhyme is that I'm creating. When I'm creating something, that's the whole concept of chaticha nas nevela. Not of something that was innately usher. We don't have such a concept of that it should spread. Why should it spread? But if you're creating basa b'chalav, while I'm creating, the whole chefsa becomes usher. Maybe you could suggest that can be echoed. I can mimic that. I can double that. And therefore, that would be a problem. Halacha l'maisa. And I would need the shishim connected the whole chaticha al pidin in that situation. Okay, I just want to close with the Rav had a very interesting, I want you to get this, the Rav had a very interesting formulation when he was talking about the din of what? Of Efshel Sochto or not Efshel Sochto. The way that he said it is that the Ikar Machleis with Efshel Sochto Zasser could be Efshel Alafrido, if you're able to get rid of it, that's Poshup Shah what it means. But he wanted to say whether the concept of Efshel Sochto Zasser Mutter is whether there's bittul on Chetzi Hatiche. Basically, what he wanted to say is that everyone agrees we're afraid that Isser wasn't Nifl Legamri from the Chatiche. It just is diminished, and the question is it nullified? They're not arguing Mimitzis. The only thing is the Mandamer that says that Blia is not a Chelik Echon from the Chatiche. There's a chaticha piece has blias isser, has two chalakim, the chaticha and the blia. and it's impossible to mavata the chelik of one of the chatiche, since it's a davar ben, also the bliya is not misbatal. So there are two parts of every piece of meat. There's the chatiche and the bliya, and they're inextricably linked. And if you can't mavata the actual piece, you cannot mavata the bliya. That's the man that holds efshul softos aser. The man that holds efshul softos mutter, even though it's impossible to mavata the etzim chatiche, but I am able to mavatal the bliya sisser, because there is bitul to a chetzi chatiche. What's a chetzi chatiche? It's a virtual chatiche. You have chefsa, you have bliyas. So the Rav said, Efshel sof the mutters, you can mavatal the bliyas, and therefore I, the chatiches, I can't, I don't care, the Rav said. They're not inextricably linked. And therefore I can divorce the two, and there is bitul on chetzi chatiche chatiche, and Efshel sof the lemaisa will be mutter. If I hold Efshel sof this usher, the two parts of the chatiche are inextricably linked, and therefore I cannot what? Mavata bliya is without mavatling the ben, and since I can't mavatal the ben, I cannot mavatal the bliya, and therefore I hold efshul softos taka what taka aser halacha lamaisa. So it comes out that this is fascinating sugya lamaisa chanan, and how it's connected to efshul softos mutter aser, but lamaisa, this is the psak halacha, and as I say lamaisa, it's a mechleis mechaber ma, and. We have to make sure we know it, Klor, and how this concept of Efshel Sof to Aser is maybe different. We're pointing out, Lamaisa, that at least in that Sugya and Kufyat Beis, we point out earlier, you can't say, if you're Ochanan, you got to say Efshel Sof to Aser. But we're pointing out in Kufyat Beis, where Shev is pointing out, it seems like I could hold what? I could hold Chanan Mishar Asurim, but Efshel Sof is going to be Mutter, because all the blood came out. So therefore, Lamaisa, it seems like the two things, Chanan and Efshel Sof, are really not Habatalia at all, halacha lemaisa, from that sugya in both directions. Whereas the sugya earlier seemed to be only in one direction, halacha lemaisa. So this comes out of din, but if you ever get a chance, you look at that tshuva of Ibn Metzin Abishol, the great Rish Yeshiva, Zatzal Ben Yeshiva, Borat Ben Yosef, where he goes with the mahalach that Chanan is halachic and Efshel Sof is Metzias. Okay, we stop here. Okay, two things I want for Tisha B'Av. What we do every year is, it's your option, but usually every year a few guys do it. Yoni said he wanted to do it. I pay $50 extra if you want to come down with us on Tisha B'Av morning. We start at 8:30.